Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Oh, we got a trip for you, man. How'd you like to be flown to San Francisco to see Iggy Pop on April 22nd, man? Woo! Get to be in the Bay Area, get to see Iggy, and you don't got to do anything but just listen to us.
Oh, man. Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, thanks, man. Every once in a while, I come up with them, you know? All right, I didn't really have anything to do with this, but, you know, all you got to do is log in and listen to KISW on the Odyssey app or on KISW.com. If you do it now through this Sunday, that's the window of opportunity. And you know how, Steve, I mean, the longer they listen, the more they win.
Yep. So if you listen all morning, there's plenty of opportunities for you to win this trip. I'm not only getting to see Iggy Pop, but you get to go to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's a great town. That is a great town. Every hour you listen is another entry for you. So how about you get that done? Go to KISW.com. You want more info?
Let's play Beat Migs. It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Friday, Junior. Oh. It took me a minute to realize what day it was. I have no concept of time.
This week has just been so slow, man.
Well, ever since, you know, a lot of drinking happened at a certain wedding, I am not fully here yet still.
Yes.
So,
yeah. I needed those 3 days to recover.
My brain and my liver, actually.
Yes.
I probably could have taken a little bit more, honestly. So, you know. Bye, guys.
Hang on. I looked at my wife. I'm like, what the hell is up with us coming back on a Thursday? We should just get back the following week.
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, we all still kind of reek of alcohol. But with that being said, we do have a game to get to. We have Nick from Tequila. Nick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Nick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What actor does Eddie Murphy trade places with in the 1983 movie Trading Places?
Dan Aykroyd.
Correct. Which detective dies in the short story The Final Problem?
Pass.
How many fielding positions are there in baseball?
9.
Yes. Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger are responsible for launching which helpful website in 2001?
Pass.
Who released an album in 1999 under the angsty pop persona Chris Gaines?
Garth Brooks.
Correct. The Tonight Show premiered in what decade?
The 70s?
No.
60s?
Nope.
50s?
Yes. What band recorded the album Who Made Who?
AC/DC?
Correct. Sharpshooter Phoebe Ann Mosey was better known as who?
Annie Oakley?
Correct. What vegetable does Paul McCartney reportedly munch on in the background of the Beach Boys song Vegetables?
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Not bad, and I don't know that Beach Boys question either, man, and I'm a Beach Boys fan. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, it was a random thing, and I was like, that sounds funny. I want that one.
Yeah, I had, I don't even know what to say about that.
All right.
Well, so that I'm looking forward to hearing the answer. That's kind of a piece of history that I'm surprised I don't know about.
All right. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Do it!
What actor does Eddie Murphy trade places with in the 1983...
Oh,
my God.
I have no legs.
Which detective dies in the short story, The Final Problem?
Which detective? I'm going to go with Detective Sherlock Holmes.
Correct.
What?
Yeah. How many fielding positions are there in baseball?
There are 9.
Yes. Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger are responsible for launching which helpful website in 2001?
Google.
Nope.
Bing.
Nope.
Ask Jeeves.
No. Who released an album in...
Angie's List?
No. Oh. Who released an album in 1999 under the angsty pop persona Chris Gaines?
Oh, that would be... Which is Garth Brooks.
Correct.
Yeah, the soul patch.
Yeah,
he did.
The Tonight Show premiered in what decade?
50s.
Correct. What band recorded the album Who Made Who?
The Who.
No.
Who Made Who? Oh, crap. Yardbirds?
No.
Pass.
Oh, boy.
Sharpshooter Phoebe Ann Mosey was better known as who?
Sharpshooter Phoebe Ann Mosey was known as Jesse James.
No.
Oh, you're on the right track, though, at least.
Yep.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the band is... you're wearing a clue for the band.
I'm wearing a Black Sabbath.
That's not a Sabbath-looking... Wait, what? That's not a takeoff on Sabbath that your shirt is on.
Oh, AC/DC.
There we go.
Yes.
That's it.
Had you gone that one correct, it would have been a tie, unfortunately. It is a loss.
Oh.
Wow. Man.
I don't know what to say, but...
Oh.
Thank you, Nick. Good job, buddy.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to all my Union Ironworking brothers and sisters out there through Local 86?
Local 86.
Yeah, do it, buddy.
Nice.
All right, and...
Be safe out there today, guys. Thanks.
Yep, you be safe.
All right, thanks, Nick. Appreciate you listening, and thanks to all your brothers, too, man. Brothers and sisters out there listening in the Union.
AC/DC, that one's going to bug me.
Yeah, sorry, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the Who's a good guess. That would have been my first guess.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. It's an AC/DC. Yeah. Yep. And when you said the hint to my shirt, I was just like, well, I got a black shirt on, Black Sabbath. I didn't even think that I'm wearing a shirt that's a parody of AC/DC's logo.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, though? Hey, man, you know what? Yeah, it's a black shirt, Black Sabbath, not a bad guess either. You know what? You're doing the best you can coming back from Vegas.
That shirt's cotton. Cottonmouth Kings.
Does anybody know Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger responsible for what website? Helpful website?
Helpful website. That's a good hint. I don't know.
Helpful. It's going to be Google.
That's my first guess.
That's why I guess it wrong again.
Bing?
Nope. This is a website you don't realize is this old.
Craigslist?
No.
Oh, is it Jeeves? Ask Jeeves?
Nope.
Reddit?
Nope.
Oh, it's a helpful website. Wow. Okay. I can't.
What do you call me?
Backdoor app.
Oh, Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. They founded Wikipedia.
In 2001.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money they made from that.
I wonder, actually.
I don't know if they ask for money every year.
I don't know how much they know.
They're always asking for money, but I feel like whoever invented it or created the website probably sold it for a boatload of money.
Unless they got our data. You know, if they were the original data miners and that's where they made their money by selling our names and somehow they have our info or whatever, I don't know how the hell they make money on that from me because I go there and I never pay a thing.
Oh, I know. That's like, it's like there's certain websites that I go to and like, would you like to pay the ad free thing? I'm like, no. And now they're getting more aggressive. Like, one's like, click here if you don't want to support our website.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to click there then.
Yeah. I don't want to support you
enough
you guys.
By having to put up with your stupid ads.
Oh, they have ads. I didn't even know. I guess that's how they're making money.
Well, no, it's not. One of these websites that I go to a lot. It's like, it's a Bro Bible one where like always like, hey, if you want to click here if you don't want to support us. And I'm like, well, I think I'm supporting you by checking your website and, and having to deal with your advertisement.
Are you making money? He's like, you know what? I'm pissed off at you guys right now. I will not support you, but I'm going to take a look what you got over here.
And there was one you didn't get to that BJ was really curious about. It's what vegetable does Paul McCartney reportedly munch on in the background of the Beach Boys song, Vegetables?
Paul McCartney.
No, what vegetable does he munch on?
Paul McCartney munches on himself.
I'm just trying to confirm Paul McCartney was actually on a Beach Boys record.
I did not know this either. And honestly, I don't even know the vegetable song. So this is really, I am a bad fan.
I'm going to guess a cucumber.
No.
A pickle?
No.
A carrot?
No.
A celery stick?
Yes.
Oh, why didn't I guess a celery stick? What is wrong with me? Yeah.
So apparently, and I looked it up because I was curious about it. It's like they were in studio and they wanted to see what they were doing. And the Beach Boys co-founder, Brian Wilson, said to Paul, you know, for the song Vegetables, would you mind eating a piece of celery and we mic it up and we put it in the song? So it's just him just chewing on celery, I guess.
That's
awesome. Kind of fun because they had quite a rivalry, though, those two bands. And they were both on Capitol Records. So that's kind of cool that that worked out for them.
I wonder if they gave him royalties for that.
Yeah.
Or if he's just like, yeah, I'll do it, whatever, guys.
Well, yeah, I'll tie it. Well, thanks for letting me be. I hope I pass the audition eating celery. And I like the baseball question, Vicky, because Steve was sort of like, nine, of course. Actually, there are 10 positions in baseball. So the fact that she said 9 fielding positions, I was very impressed.
Because what, designated hitter?
That's a position. You might forget that. If you go, hey, what are all the positions in baseball? You might, you know, think of all the fielding positions and forget the DH, man. Though this year, first time, all leagues.
Have both the American and National League had designated hitters. I thought it's been a few years, but this is the first year where now
this
they have
it. This is the first year where they are going to have them all the time. Like, if you play in the American League park, the National League team used it, but if the American League team went to the NL team the park, they couldn't use them. But this year is the first year where they're all going to have them, and the NL is, you know, the senior circuit, and they go, it's a travesty. Baseball's not supposed to. Lots of problems with the pitch clock. We'll probably have to talk to our buddy Ryan Roland Smith because is it next week?
Yes.
Next week is the first game of the season.
Yes, and he's back from, I think he went to, was the World Baseball thing WBC. Happening in Japan?
I think you're right about that.
Because I know, I'm pretty sure Ryan Roland Smith was there.
Yeah, so that was, and I know U.S. was like, I haven't, gosh, I'm so bad, I don't know, because I had this wedding thing. I know the U.S. was, I think, in the finals?
Yes, and they lost to Japan. Ohtani struck out Trout.
That's what it was.
That was like the big deal.
Oh, man, I missed that. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty epic, those teammates.
Yeah, Japan won 3-2, beating USA.
Wow, that's a hell of a game.
But how about it all boils down to Ohtani pitching against his teammate. But and they're both defending their country's honor.
Isn't that amazing that Ohtani is that good? Like, he's that good, he can strike out one of the best hitters in baseball. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bam. And they're both on a team that doesn't do well. I mean, when you think about, you've got two great players and they can't do a damn thing with it.
Man, I've been trolling him for the rest of the season, though. Just sitting there next to Trout. I'm like, Trout, my team, my country's better than your country.
Yeah.
Thanks to me.
Yeah, thanks to me. The guy that's the double threat.
And no thanks to you. You choked. I don't know if they had that kind
of
friendship.
Way to get the team really spirited up to, you know, be competitive. Yeah, good job.
What if that's like the demise of this team? Although I don't think they're all that great of a team, right? But
they haven't been. I don't know if they're going to make a better show of it this year. I hope not, because they're in our division.
What if this actually makes them worse? Because there's just like this weird dynamic between the two that they don't like each other at all anymore because one cost the other team's country, the other player's country, the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, dude, it's it's controversial because somebody got injured. Oh, it was our old buddy Edwin Diaz.
Yes,
he got wrecked, and he's the closer for the Mets, and he looks like he's going to be gone for a long time. And the funny thing is, the Mets don't have to pay the guy. Normally, you have to pay a guy no matter what, but because this was a thing that Major League Baseball sort of made everybody do, Major League Baseball is going to pay his salary. The Mets won't have to.
Interesting.
It's so weird. But I mean, imagine if that was one of our guys. I mean,
if like J-Rod got hurt.
Yeah, man. Oh, and the Mets, I mean, the Mets made some moves. They really want to win it this year, and without a closer, and that's, boy.
That means you don't get to hear the Timmy Trumpet song.
You're right, dude. I guess we'll have to play it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to do it, you know. Yeah. And there's a popular actress that shared a crazy story about a date that went horribly wrong. And it involved the man losing all of his front teeth while taking a male enhancement pill. You're going to hear all about this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Actress Jameela Jamil, who you might remember from The Good Place or She-Hulk, she was on the Today Show, and she's promoting her Bad Dates podcast and was asked to recount her own worst date. And this story is so insane that the show hosts were like,
What was your worst date? What was?
Oh God! How do I tell this again legally? I would say, okay, I had a man take several steps into my apartment. It was supposed to be my first ever booty call. He collapsed three steps in. He broke all of his front teeth. They flew across my apartment. He split his chin open and collapsed.
God.
And it's because he had misused a drug that excites a man's sausage.
Oh my!
It's the only way I could say that. You know what that drug is, but I can't
talk. Yeah, they probably never have heard that phrase before. Excites a man's sausage. So, very British.
It would be great that we got to take a break. This break is brought to you by Hims.
You know, something so random. Al Roker's face is just so awesome.
It became a meme.
Yeah.
Because he just looks into the camera. He's like, what the hell am I listening to?
What is that? A very memeable moment.
Do you think the person that this happened to, like the Sammy Sausage guy, whatever?
Sammy Sausage here.
Do you think he like knows who she is now and like is watching She-Hulk or watching The Good Place and just like, that girl looks familiar? And then it finally dawned on him.
How do I know her?
He's like, oh my gosh, that was the Stiffy Pill woman.
Oh yeah, I lost my front teeth with that girl.
Yeah.
And that was it. I wish I could have lost so much more.
He's probably like, oh, I'm going to have a booty call. This girl's hot. I should probably pop a Viagra, whatever it is, whatever, or maybe a gas station pill, whatever he's got in his pocket. He's like, I'm going to really show her a great time tonight. And he showed her a different time tonight.
Yeah, he sure did. Man, dude.
Wow.
That's
And do the authorities show up? Does she call like the cops or the firefighters or the medics, and they show up, and not only is he missing his teeth, but he's fully
there? They can't do anything about that either. They're like, okay, buddy. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Man, you've got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Damn.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So actress Jameela Jamil, she shared a crazy story on the Today Show about a date that she had left, that she had, that left the host stunned, all about a man trying to get his sausage excited. So based on this, and it doesn't have to be a date story, but what we want to know, what was the craziest night of your life? 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call, that's the number to text. What was the craziest night of your life? We got your calls, we got your texts after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Jameela Jamil shared a crazy story on the Today Show about a date that she had that left the host stunned. Based on this, and it doesn't have to be a date story, we want to know, what was the craziest night of your life? You can call us or text us at 206-803-ROCK. That's 206-803-ROCK.
Now, a couple of texts that just go from two complete opposite sides of the spectrum, BJ. The first one, craziest nights of my life were when my daughter was born. My wife and I had an emergency C-section. I didn't sleep for 72 hours straight.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have a C-section, but my wife's labor was like 18 hours, and that was stressful. Yeah. Like by the time it was done, I just passed out, which I'm sure she appreciated. But I was like, I'm just so worn out physically. I mean, I'm sure, you know, maybe she was too. I'm not positive, but I was personally worn
maybe
out.
Maybe she was too. Was the maybe? I mean, you know, they're fine. You know, we're the ones that really have to go through it all.
Right? We have to yell push, and you got this, and we have to witness it.
Who's in charge of the ice chips? Us? Come on.
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, what do we have to do with the ice chips?
You didn't do the ice chips thing?
No, what was I supposed to do?
Oh, yeah, that way they can't drink water, but the ice chips keep their mouths from getting dry. They don't do that anymore? I don't even know. That's what we used to do back in the day.
They did it with Lily.
No.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. So, Steve, you didn't even do the ice chips. Man, you know, I don't know, man.
No one gave me a handbook that said, what do I need to do other than be awake?
Someone should give you the ice chip warning, though. All right.
Maybe she has some ice chips there for her.
Somebody else was ice chipping her. That's not good.
Could have been the nurse. Oh, you know, now I got to find out who that nurse was stepping over my boundaries.
Yeah, that's your job, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I said go from one opposite to the other. So we have the beauty of childbirth like the stress of childbirth as being a crazy day or night for somebody. This text, of course, has to do with a little bit more of an R-rated situation.
Oh.
So I got super wasted. I ended up drunk following my ex's mom on Instagram, or Insta, as the person said, but I didn't know if you were tracking. So
I know all these different, you know,
so I ended up drunk and followed the ex's mom on Insta. I always thought she was hot, so I did one of those mass likings of a bunch of her pictures.
Nice. Okay, then.
I got a DM from her. She must have been tipsy too, LOL, because all she wrote was, "You want some?" I replied, "Yes." Next thing you know, I took a 40-minute Uber ride to have the best night of my life, LOL.
Whoa, so it happened.
Wait, so mass liking something actually worked for somebody?
That's why they do it.
That's impressive.
I've always been a contender that if a guy does something creepy, it's probably because it worked once in his life. What he doesn't realize, it doesn't work every single time or hardly ever.
And who is she, John Cena? You want some? Come get some.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm hearing John Cena's voice in this.
I feel like the older a woman gets, the less creepy any attention is.
Yeah.
I don't think that works for the 20-something.
I don't know if the person, if it's like a studly man, Vicky, that you're into, and all of a sudden you see like he's liked 20 of your pictures in the last like 30 seconds.
That is the rule. If you are a good looking guy, creepy things are no longer creepy.
Right. That's the thing. There you go. There's always something good looking, or if you're older and you know what, you're not getting you don't have access to as much fish in the sea as you used to. Mm-hmm. You got to take what you can get, man.
Because there have been times where I get like a mass likings from somebody, and sometimes it's like these spam bots or these porn bots. I'm like, whatever they are, even sometimes it's just like a random person. I'm like, what are you, like, I get it. You like the pictures. You don't have to like every single one.
I'm sorry. I was just hoping to get some. I had no idea that it would have this reaction.
The times I've noticed, like, I shouldn't say bugs me, but I notice it's more of a psychological warfare thing when an ex or a guy I used to hang out with will start doing it. It's kind of their way of, hey, remember me?
It's a poke.
Hey, poke. Yeah. It's a different version of a poke. Exactly.
It's a very passive-aggressive way of saying, I want to have sex with you again.
Yes, it's like, hey, remember me?
Yep.
I'm right here.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Come on, you have to have noticed these 17 likes I just put on your page.
Right. And then, of course, you have to post a really immaculate selfie. Like, all done up.
Oh, is that what it
is? So if you ever see me post a really nice selfie, it's to get back at somebody. Some. Yeah.
No. Oh, that's how you do it. Okay.
Can you put the caption, you want some, ?
Yeah, you really should.
Just very aggressive. You want some?
I like that woman. She's just like, I got no time to go back and forth with DMs with you.
Oh, yeah.
We're not flirting. It's clear you're into me. I'm horny. You want some? Come get some.
Man, but your kid's ex. I don't know, man. Isn't that a line?
Well, I mean,
I guess
I feel like every topic we've ever done eventually leads to somebody having sex with the ex's relative. Yeah. Usually
it makes me believe it happens a lot. It's just nobody says anything. I wonder if we did a real confession, how many listeners or how many parents have had sex with their kids' friends? I mean, really?
Gosh.
I mean, it's just, it's just crazy because I think no way should this happen. But then we get these stories, and you know they don't tell anybody, so that there's, because there'll be drama. I know. Sarah has told me. Sarah said, "Look, I know you're still married, but if you ever are single and you have sex with one of my friends, I will disown you." Sarah's already nipped that in the bud. Oh. She's already nipped it in the bud.
That's unfortunate for you, BJ.
I know. I mean, but I mean, you know, it's like, at least I know where I stand.
Ooh, I got you. You find somebody Sarah hates. There you go. She didn't say that.
That's a good point.
Well, then she's going to be mad that her dad's with somebody that she hates.
Well, yeah, that's a tough one.
That's going to make things awkward when they all live together.
She should have clarified.
I know. I mean, it's already awkward. How many, you know, really, I got a lot of people to put in that house.
The one thing I do barely remember from the wedding of all the speeches was it did get brought up a couple times, I believe, her still living at home with dad.
Yeah, that was a classic.
That was pretty funny.
I think everybody brought it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did the officiant bring it up when they walked down the aisle and go, listen, this is your opportunity to say I do and get the hell out of your dad's house?
No, I think it was in the vows, though.
Yeah.
I swear that I'll get us out of dad's house.
Yeah, they were.
Within the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh, man. So what we're looking for is the craziest night of your life. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. That is the number to text.
So it's the craziest night of my life. I started at Lucky at St. Patrick's Day Rave. I was on cloud nine. I took some blue pokeballs or pokeballs. I'm not sure if that's like a term for like MDMA or something like that because it was a rave. But the next thing I know, I was dancing with a furry and I asked if they wanted to be F buddies. They asked me. I declined, but I wish I would have. That way I could have told the story. And then I ended up getting rave married to three people and apparently went back to their place with two chicks. A dude was involved with this as well. Wow, that seems like a pretty crazy night.
Like this past St. Patrick's Day? Or is this like St. Patrick's Day of like 3 years ago? Because
If it was just this past one, man, I don't know how you ever do another St. Patrick's Day. I think it's canceled for you.
I never heard of the phrase rave married. Is that euphemistic for we just had sex?
Maybe for the night. I don't know.
Because I've had like rave, I've heard of rave moms or rave dads. Like they're the ones that introduce you to the rave culture and you do the ceremony of like, you put a special bracelet on them, a specific bracelet. So I don't know.
I went to a lot of raves. I'm glad I really didn't get sucked into the rave culture, like with those kind of things. Like
the plur or whatever.
Oh, I mean, I was all down for fun, but like, I didn't hang out with no rave daddies or rave mommies rave uncles.
I don't want to be put in the rave parent zone. That's not cool. I want to get rave married.
Well, if you're a rave parent, I got to imagine you're probably an older compared to like someone in their 20s.
Yeah.
Like maybe someone in their 30s or 40s that's like going to rave still.
Yeah. According to Urban Dictionary, rave married just means that it's a girl that you choose to have a wife for the duration of the rave.
Oh, okay. So you just bond with someone, you just stick with them.
Yeah.
I've been guilty of that.
Yeah.
Ah, that's interesting, man. I feel like you should get the whole meal deal with the marriage.
No consummation on that.
What?
I'm not surprised by that either.
Yeah. But they went back to the apartment, though. So, like, what are you going to... Like, you're rave living together?
Yeah, you cuddle like crazy people. You cuddle. It's a cuddle puddle.
Oh, that's not for... No, I'm out. I'm out.
Well, yeah, that's why then maybe the blue pokeballs, as this person called it, aren't the type of things that you need to take. Because there's really not much else going on.
Yeah, I mean, I want something blue. A blue pill I'll take, you know, if that's what I...
it's not a pokeball. It's a pokeball, like from Pokemon, but it is MDMA.
Oh, I've never...
All right. Well, there you go. I know what that is.
Look at us. We're learning.
Yeah.
Are we?
I mean, I don't know where we're going to apply this knowledge, but we've learned something.
The next St. Patrick's Day rave we go to.
Yes.
I just, you know, as a young person, I never went to any sort of party scene with not the hopes of maybe hooking up with somebody. Mm. That's what's so bizarre to me, that you would go to a rave as a young person and be okay with being like rave married, but not like rave consummated. Like younger me would never ever want to go to any like big party event without at least having a shot.
Honestly, like in those days when I was like going to a few of those from time to time, okay, a lot. The goal was just to have a good makeout session, and that's about it, as far as I knew.
Really?
There wasn't much more happening, you know, just physically.
Because of the drugs and everything. And the alcohol.
Oh, really? The drugs keep you from performing?
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe at that point, like, you don't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not so much keeping you, I don't want to get too, like, graphic, but sure. Let's just say, like, you hit the gym and you never leave the gym.
Oh.
There's nothing that you can. Oh. You can and you're still, this workout is going on until you go to bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so eventually it stops being fun.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So once you have that in your mindset, you're like, well, why even bother? I don't want to do
that. Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be at the gym longer than I have to.
Well, then that's why you don't go to the gym then. Yeah, you just choose not to go, you go to the makeout gym.
That's there's a makeout, all right.
Yeah. It's like the sauna, well, I don't know.
Last week, my daughter, Sarah, got married Vegas. But there was an even more important question. Did my son, Joe, get lucky while in Vegas? We're going to find out as we have audio for you to hear at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.